So when you were a child, was your parents' diabetes a big part of your life?
No, diabetes wasn't a big part of my life because my parents kept their illness very private to themselves. They didn't want to disrupt my life or things that I wanted to eat or anything that I wanted to do. So for a long period of time, I didn't even know they had really diabetes. They held it secret very, very well. It's a private thing. They never really used to advertise it.
If they went, say, to family weddings and so on, did everybody know they had diabetes?
No, they didn't. Nobody knew because they used to hide it quite well. And if there was something, they wouldn't eat the sweet things at the weddings. They could have the obviously rice and a bit of curry, but it'd be limited. They know their limitations. And obviously, the sweets that they have at weddings, they wouldn't touch them. But nobody really questioned them. Generally, with the Asian community, I believe that every Asian person will keep their illnesses very private. They don't like to talk about it so much because some of them may find it's an embarrassment or they're limited to how they can socialize with other people. Example, eating with the diabetes. My father wouldn't be able to eat certain foods and he might feel a bit out of circle. And same with my mum as well. That's why a lot of Asian community, I believe, are very private about the illnesses and find it hard to come forward about it and talk about it.
What are your memories of your parents' diabetes in your teens and 20s? This, I suppose, is kind of the 19, you were born in 1968, 1980s and 90s.
In my teens, my memories of my parents with the diabetes is they used to medicate themselves. They're on tablets, they weren't on insulin at the time. My mom used to look after herself, my dad used to look after himself. And I was quite busy at that time. I was involved in my business and I was running that many long hours. I used to see them as and when I could in the evenings or give them a call. That's what I can remember from my teens.
And what about your 20s?
In my 20s and late 20s, unfortunately, my marriage broke down and I started to get more involved in my parents' lives. I started to realise that I needed a lot more help and support than what I suppose I didn't give them the time and the place as much as I should have. So I got more involved in their lives and start understanding more about diabetes and more about the illness and ways that I can support and help them as well. Because I'm a bit old-fashioned in my ways where I believe that parents were there for us when we were young children and bringing us up. So we should be there for them now. Okay. Also, when I got more involved in their lives, I realised through a period of time, mom had illnesses that later was diagnosed she had Alzheimer's. It was just by accident going to a surgery, seeing a poster, and it basically summed up mom's symptoms of forgetfulness and asking questions. I got that investigated and turned out she had Alzheimer's. And dad, unfortunately, went very low in himself. Couldn't understand why he's low and depressed, didn't want to do anything. And I found out he was diagnosed with manic depression. So at this time, I decided to put my business on hold and give time and space to my parents and help and support them and be a full-time carer. So that's what I did.